outside upside down. I don't know if I still have it, but I can still remember the book quite clearly. Did you get? There we go. And it's a Dr. Seuss book, and it's about inside, outside, and you guessed it, upside down. And so we wanted to steal a little bit from the book, and our title for what we want to share this morning is Inside Out, Upside Down, Back to Front. Because, and if you can't read that, well, that'll keep you going for a little bit in the service. Okay, there we go, yeah, okay. But we wanted to speak about the uniqueness of Christ in coming as the Savior of the world. The way that he came and what he did was so different to what the world expected, but it was exactly what the world needed. So our scripture reading this morning is Luke 2, verse 11. You can just leave that slide up. Thanks, James. There's no other slides. Luke 2, verse 11. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Pastor.
Yeah? On?
Yes, on.
Oh, good. On again, we're professionals here.
Yes,
this is,
yeah. Exactly what we're doing.
That's why he gets the big bucks.
Pastor B?
Ah, yes, okay.
I just wanted to find out.
Yes, okay.
Or maybe I can ask some of the kids here.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Abby? You can sit. You just have to answer it. Phillips. Abs, if you were to send a ruler, a king, someone to take over the world, what kind of person would you send? You can shout the answer out. Khadi? Oh, yes, there. Check. Yeah, no, whisper it to me. Whisper it this way. This way. There. Yes. Yes. What did you just say to your brother? What would you send? Nothing. Nothing. All right? Yes? Philip? And how would you send it? Jesus? That's a great answer. All right. That's a steal answer. Abby, do you have anything? Kevin? No? If you were to send a king, someone to rule over the world, how would you do it? Knight in shining armor. That's one for me. I would have to send someone who is the biggest.
Keep going.
Baddest. Strongest. That's how I do it. If I wanted to rule the world. Like Vegeta. Wouldn't you send Vegeta? Oh, Goku. No? Superman? Pastor B? How would you do it? If
what?
Ian Exhibit. That's it. Now we're talking. Right?
Okay, now we're cooking. Huh?
Now we're cooking. And so, it's funny because the 12 disciples, Jesus' 12 best friends, they thought that Jesus was going to come with an iron fist. He was going to show those Romans who the real boss was.
All the Jewish people at that time were thinking that,
the
actually.
Same thing, yep. Right? Actually,
they were
Jewish
like,
people, everyone.
That's
everyone
what
was
we
thinking,
need.
We need someone to come through and just put these Romans right.
Check
it out.
Yeah.
But? Jesus comes as a baby. Hmm. And one thing I found strange is also, Jesus doesn't come in a palace. Hey, Abs, he doesn't come into a hotel. He doesn't come to like five stars, Eve. Like, he's not in a five star. He's in a barn. Stinky barn with cows and sheep and animals. Right? And that's how Jesus comes. He doesn't come. So he does it upside down.
Very different. Very different. Yeah.
And the first people he goes and tells, the angels come and tell. Who do they go and tell, Kev?
The shepherds.
They go and tell the shepherds. They go and tell the... Now, the shepherds, they're seen as lowlife, right? They stinky...
Sorry, shepherds.
Apologies. Right? But the angels don't go to the king.
Yep.
The angels don't go to famous people. The angels don't go and tell the rich people. They go and tell the low people, right? And this is because Jesus, God wants to show us that he is here for everyone. Not just the important people.
Yep. Right? Okay, so that's upside down.
That's upside down.
Okay.
That is
Yeah.
Upside down.
Yeah, then yes. Back to front. So upside down, go away.
Go
okay,
away.
Upside down.
Upside down.
Upside down. Okay, so upside down. But then back to front. Doing things totally different is what Christ does. And so, James. There's no sound there. Sorry. Sorry, sound guy. Sorry. Woo!
Let's go 66.
Woo! Okay. Okay, we got a couple of gifts up front here. Woo, who wants to open up a gift? Okay, come on. Who wants to open up a gift? Okay, yes. Yes, the poor child that hasn't yet. Oh, sorry, Claire. Okay, right. Yes, come over there. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. I've only got 4 gifts. Woo! Okay. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Stay here.
Can help.
You share.
Face those people. Hey, checkers guy. What have you got there?
Sanbonani, hello?
Yo, Sanbonani.
1660, come to deliver.
Yebo. What have you got? Woo! Okay. Let's have a look. What's in the 60-60 bag? Oh, here's your... Did you think it was those presents?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you open with your butt? Thanks, buddy. Too late. Butt's already opened it. You really smashed those presents this morning. Okay. What have you got? What did you get there?
I got sunlight.
Sunlight, you're doing the dishes today? Brilliant. What did you get? Bully beef? It's like my brisket. Okay. I hope not. Sorry, family. Okay, right. What have you got? Oh, she's in the pound seats. Air fryer. Woo! Go, family. You're rocking. And it's Robinson Spices.
Robinson
Yay!
Spices.
Okay, so... We didn't want to leave you just with minis because that would be weird. So I brought chocolates.
Yay.
No, don't worry. I've got extra in my bag. So I'm going to get one more for the extra person right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're most welcome. Who didn't get one? Yes. Okay. Off you go. Thanks, you guys. Thanks so much. So we have this really wild thing that happens is that, we're expecting this massive gift, but Christ comes as this little baby. I don't know if you ever remember, if you've had children, if you remember how tiny those little feet were when your baby was born. Those little hands, hey? So there's this savior of the world. We're expecting this king to come in on a horse, but it's this little baby.
Yeah.
Hey, what a... Whew, that's really... That's really back to front.
It is back
to
front.
So different. Can I just quickly, I guess we're starting to lose people here. During the kids' song, was there any adults that were doing the actions really well?
Oh, there's this young man there in the green. Yes,
green
there he is. There he is, there looking backwards. No, there.
Which one?
There it is.
The visitors from,
yes,
from the UK.
Those are moves for real.
Okay, yeah.
Now they come. Boom.
Okay, well done. Okay.
It's like I was doing it.
Who wants to do the kids song again? Woo! Okay, come on now. Stop it now. I'm trying to do this sermon. This is a sermon. Okay. So upside down. Inside out,
inside.
Back to front. That's what we see.
Yes.
Also, inside out. So. It's not the wrapping. Sometimes with little kids, it's the box. Inside out, remember. But it's what's inside that's really important. I remember playing with the boxes when I was little. That was part of the fun. But then when I got bigger, I realized they weren't that much fun anymore, what was in the boxes. And so as these little people unwrapped those gifts, what's inside was what important, hey? And it's the same with the story of Christmas is about what's inside us.
Yeah.
It's about what's inside us. It's not about what's happening on the outside. We all look beautiful, by the way. So thank you for putting on your A-game. If you wore red, then you really did well. I wasn't allowed to wear red because I'm not allowed to match my wife. That's another sermon completely. Okay, but moving right along. But yeah, so upside down, inside out, back to front. Christmas is so different to what the world thought it needed, but it's exactly what the world needed. Jesus Christ as a baby born in a manger, so different and so unexpected, but exactly what we need at this time.
And so God goes and shows us. God shows us that what we think he should do, he doesn't do. He sends a baby to the shepherds and not the kings. Later on, Jesus would say something along the lines of, love your enemy. Yeah, isn't it? That's so backwards. That's so upside down. That is so inside out. Jesus would go and just do everything where he turned this world upside down. Mm. And so the most important thing, and I just wanted to end with this one on my part, is last week, Pastor B was talking about love. And I just thought, and as he was expressing it on how, really, I couldn't figure whether this was inside out, back to front, or upside down. So you guys can figure out this one. But when he spoke about, in order for you to get, you need to be able to give. And it's such a backward mentality because in our society says, in order for you to get, you get as much as you can and then you save, but you don't give. And again, that's speaking to the inside. It's speaking to the inside out that it's such a backward thought of for you to be able to receive, you have to be able to give. And I think of love. If you give out more love, if you serve, and if you put people first, that's when you will receive. You'll receive that hope, you'll receive that joy, you'll receive that peace. That's when Jesus comes alive inside of you. That is me.
That's us. That's us. Woo! Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Every Sunday you got to clap if you clap today of the sermon, just warning you.
It's because of me.
Yeah. Oh, just, oh.